this event is the worst, most devastating, most deadly tornado event in Kentucky's history. We will be north of at least 70 lives lost here in Kentucky. I think we will have lost more than 100 people, and I think it could rise significantly.
We're seeing things that none of us have ever seen before. The damage here is indescribable. It's changed the landscape of the city that we know here in Mayfield.
The windows start breaking, dogs flying through the air. I didn't know what to do. Walls feel like they was caving in. It was very scary.
I just want everybody to know that you are not alone. Today, Kentucky is absolutely united. We're united with our people.
This is one of those times when we aren't Democrats or Republicans. Sounds like hyperbole, but it's real. We're all Americans. We stand together as the United States of America. And so I say to all the victims, you're in our prayers.
It wasn't just Kentucky that was affected by severe and deadly weather from Friday into Saturday. More than 50 tornadoes were reported in 8 different states: Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, and Tennessee. Several of those states have reported deaths related to the weather. And CNN meteorologists say it's possible that a single tornado stayed on the ground for more than 250 miles from Arkansas to Kentucky, leaving a path of violence behind it. The Bluegrass State was the hardest hit. Kentucky's government hasn't released an official death toll. It's just not known yet, with phones down, power lines down, and debris preventing rescuers from getting through some terribly damaged communities. The Kentucky National Guard has been deployed to clear roads, conduct searches, and bring power generators to hospitals and shelters. A candle factory in the state collapsed with workers inside. That was in the city of Mayfield you heard about. 10,000 people live there, and its downtown area was completely devastated, according to Kentucky's governor. An Amazon warehouse was destroyed in Illinois. Officials say at least 6 people were killed in that building. And a nursing home collapsed in Arkansas. That state's governor said it was a miracle that only one person died there after the roof was lifted off. There were warning sirens in advance of at least some of these tornadoes, but even in buildings with concrete walls and steel frames, the destruction was intense. In some places, rescue workers were using their hands to dig through debris in the search for survivors, and as their work continues, churches, community, and charity groups are accepting donations for the people affected. CNN has a link to some of the national organizations involved in the relief effort. You can find that at cnn.com/impact.